I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
Like me. Used to it, it's the way of the world. If you're so hot on discipline, then goddammit, start by accepting mine. Because contrary to popular opinion, I'm the head nigger in charge. Come on, let's get something to eat.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Big Game and Crypto Podcast. Your host once again, Crypto Keys. Hey, what can I say? We on the blockchain. Officially, the podcast is on the blockchain. You feel me? BGCP is definitely in rotation. 100 million total supply, pre-sale. Definitely running the whitelist currently. Hey, let's get into the episode though. Big Game. Hop into it, y'all. Now the gang from this is coming from Reuters.com, and it says that the U.S. charges KuCoin cryptocurrency exchange with anti-money laundering failures. It also states that federal prosecutors in Manhattan on Tuesday charged KuCoin, one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, with violating the U.S. anti-money laundering laws by failing to vet customers, allowing billions of dollars to illicit funds to be transferred since the founding in 2017. Prosecutors said that the base exchange sought business from the U.S. customers without registering with the Treasury Department, and in place procedures to verify clients' identities as required by the U.S. law. KuCoin posted on the social media site X that the customer assets are safe and the lawyers are looking into the allegations. KuCoin respects the laws and regulations of various countries and strictly adheres compliance standards, it says. Me, looks like they getting pressed about their decentralization. Now you got KYC and you got decentralized platforms, and it's looking like they more or less so gonna have to start giving, or having their customers more or less so give information to get on their platform. Tap into the chat, Big Game. Next up, y'all, we gonna get a little NFT-ish. Now, the game from this is coming from Engadget.com, and it says that it took Starbucks a little too long to realize coffee NFTs aren't it. And it says that Starbucks is pulling the plug on Odyssey, its Web3 rewards program that gave members access to collectible NFTs. The company updated its frequently asked questions on Friday to let members know that the beta program is closing on March 31st. And they had a little over a week left to complete any remaining activities called journeys. Those will shut down March 25th. Users won't lose their stamps, Starbucks, NFTs.
Get money in crypto.
Starbucks is too smart. I mean, you know, I understand how retailers, you know, think hopping into the NFT gang, you know, starting the rewards, which is, you know, you showing utility. But, you know, it's just, I think at this point, NFTs and, you know, that's, you know, the space just having momentum. I think retailers more or less so had to come a little harder in order for it to shake ground a little bit. And this is why you probably, you know, didn't see the clout with, you know, Starbucks whole NFT play and whatnot. But you see that with a lot of retailers, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of just, you know, hitting and missing, you know, the rollout sound good. Next thing you know, once everything is in motion, it's kind of dry, a little mainstream, it's a little wash, whatever you want to call it.
But, you know, salute to Starbucks. At least they, you know, stood it out. So I give my respects to Starbucks, you know, good coffee and whatnot. But, yeah, man, the space is definitely competitive, you know what I mean? But we've seen the ups and downs if you've been in this game. So, like I said, we got to give Starbucks their flowers for sticking it through. Big game. Let's keep it moving, y'all. We gonna hop into Coindesk.com. They got a little game on BlackRock. It states that BlackRock's new tokenized fund brings TradeFi crypto closer, Bernstein says. It says that BlackRock last week unveiled its first tokenized fund on a public blockchain. The investment manager has involved key institutions from the both TradeFi world and the crypto sector. On-chain funds could be the new category of growth for asset managers, Bernstein said. The launch of BlackRock's first tokenized fund on a public blockchain is significant because of the way in which the asset manager has brought in new key ecosystem partners from the TradeFi world and the crypto sector. Broker Bernstein wrote in a research report on Tuesday. As a part of the growing trend, digitalized mutual funds and securities on the blockchain, the investment giant last week officially unveiled its first tokenized fund on the Ethereum network. Bernstein notes that the while tokenized market funds are not new, the launch of the BlackRock USD Institutionalized Liquidity Fund, BUIDL, a significant way the investment manager has brought in the key ecosystem partners from both the traditional world and the crypto world. Now, from my understanding on that note, it looked like BlackRock finna be the new USD. That's just big game, you know what I'm saying? So, for instance, ETF-wise, might want to pay attention to what cryptos they might be having their bags in type deal. I definitely will be paying attention myself. But, like I said, y'all, this shit ain't really mainstream on the algorithm. You ain't seeing them press it. So, if you're looking for that game, you know where to get it. But, like I said, it's looking like BlackRock. That new USD and that liquidity, them is the two terms that's really got my antennas up. Big game.
Get money and crypto.
Before we close it, let's hop into this big game in crypto. Now, we already know it's the podcast and things like that. But listen, y'all, we on the blockchain officially. 100 million total supply. Listen, man, we currently in the whitelist sale. So listen, if you got your Solana address posted, if you ain't got it, hop on Phantom Wallet. Definitely get your Solana address on the algorithm. I will be pitching out BGCP to those involved. Listen, man, hop in the chats. I got a few giveaways posted in the IG chat. If you ain't checked that out yet, subscribe to the channel. Like I said, we got some things cooking, projects cooking, you know what I'm saying? So listen, man, it's gonna be a good year. Like I said, pre-sale currently, private sale, you know, send your soul, Solana. Come on now, DeFi'd out, salute to my Deegans, getting that bag. Like I said, man, we putting plays in the chat, giving out free game. Y'all get some of that BGCP so you can go on and get banked. Big game, man. Like I said, till next time, man, y'all keep it locked. Your boy Crypto Keys, man, we out.
And the Tate campaign appreciates your support.